Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today we're taking our full 2 hours to tell the story of the shift. We're looking at how communities thrive and how communities struggle, often because economies change and people move on. It's not just one or two stories, and we're not just offering you 1 or 2 hours of radio. We'll feature the shift here on In the Moment, on SDPB TV, and online at sdpb.org/shift. We traveled the state to bring you these stories. Some are hopeful, others bittersweet. All of them are South Dakota. We begin with education. SDPB's Keely Boltina is standing by in Centerville to get the conversation started. Keely.
Thank you. We are in the Centerville School. We are in a room off of the library. We are warned there will be children in the library next door. They may make noise. I assume that is what a school is about. Superintendent Tim Hagedorn is with me. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I just talked about some of the students that might be coming into the library connected to this room, and I want you to explain a little bit about Centerville. It's a building that houses all K through 12 students for the district.
Yeah, we have a little older part of the building, but everybody K through 12 or pre-K. We actually have a preschool also in the school, and it's all in one building here.
And what does that offer then as far as connections among different grades? Is that possible? Do you have to combine any classrooms? Tell me about that.
We don't combine any of the classrooms. We have plenty of room for each of the classes, and actually our classes in the elementary are growing. We're averaging about 21 per class below eighth grade, there's a lot of benefits to it, even with high school kids coming down and doing reading time with elementary and teacher's aides, so they work with some of the lower elementary kids.
And I assume that's one of what you would consider a benefit to being in a district that is what did we talk about, 225-ish students?
Well, yeah, we're about 225 is what state aid had for us. We're at about 232, so we've went up a little bit on that. So,
and that's the entire district. We're not talking about a high school class. I mean, that's the district.
That's the district, yes.
When you you are superintendent here in Centerville, but this is not your first gig. You spent more than 30 years in education, really in a lot of small schools. What are the misconceptions about small schools that people have?
I've been in a large school, and I've sure. been in smaller schools. I grew up, I was talking to you earlier, kind of like a military brat. I was an education brat, and my father was a administrator in this state. For a lot of years, grew up in a small town, and when the opportunity came to come back to South Dakota, I went to Alaska for 13 years and was at a large school, and decided to bring my kids back to a smaller lifestyle, which I love South Dakota's rural area.
But what about this concept that we hear where it is, you know, it's kind of like buying in bulk, right? If you have more kids, then you're able to offer more classes, more options, more opportunities. So a lot of these small districts should do that for kids so that they can better serve their students. Why not? Why is Centerville unique in that concept of consolidation, both in attitude, but also in region?
You know, these larger towns may be able to offer more opportunities, but I think it's very unique in these smaller towns that you get more individual help with these students. You know, it's so competitive anymore. Everything is test-based and how you rank and do well academically. And I think you can get more of that if you look at the rankings overall. You know, in the state, it's a lot of smaller schools that can supply that more individual help for these students.
What are the drawbacks then? If the advantage is this kind of more individualized learning, what do you miss out on?
Well, sometimes, and it depends the location of these towns in South Dakota, if you are in a smaller town and you're very rural, you're not going to have the opportunities of participate in different things and be able to do things. And that's what you hear from kids a lot of times is, There's nothing to do, you know, there's nothing to do in these towns. So a lot of communities have gotten into their economic development and expanded upon their programs and getting stuff for these youth to do.
So they rely a lot then, I mean, on school programs too. If there's nothing else to do in town, does the responsibility fall to the school?
Well, I think a lot of times you got creative people that are working in those levels that have the best interest in these towns and want and know that they want to create these programs, you know, for a kid and give them opportunity to be able to participate in those. And, you know, if what you see, if you don't offer the programs or the programs go to the wayside, they may open enroll to other schools. And that's the problem that these small towns have.
Does Centerville have that problem of open enrollment to surrounding communities?
They, before I got here, Centerville went through kind of a growing pain right now. We had three back-to-back high school classes that were low in numbers.
What number? Because your elementary classes are at like 21
right,
students.
We were talking under 10.
Okay.
And right at 10 now for three back-to-back classes. It's kind of hard to maintain programs. They looked at options before I got here of co-op, and that didn't work. Fell through. I tried to bring back all the programs and keep that going so kids don't leave. And we actually have grown since the beginning of the year, 7 to 10 kids in our district. And you see younger couples moving back. And they're able to, we're in a very good location here where you got Yankton, Vermilion, Sioux Falls, that's within driving distance, and for smaller families to live in and go to work in those places. Problem is housing. And Centerville happens to have a very good economic development group, and they're trying to work on that.
Sure. Yeah, the Centerville is in a little bit of a different geographic spot than some of our school districts on the western side of South Dakota, where the sparsity is just considerable and there are long drives to places. You're kind of in an advantageous position here.
Yeah, and that works well for Centerville right now at this stage. You know, I think things keep expanding even more yet if you look at T and Harrisburg and the growth of those communities, and I think it's just going to keep carrying clear to Sioux City, you know, and Vermilion, Yankton, those areas.
So those larger schools are not necessarily pure competition to your district. The fact that they have these communities there could benefit Centerville.
Yeah, I think so. And I think as long as you got individuals that really are caring about the community and the town and keep coming up with creative ideas and activities, just last weekend they had a rugby tournament. You don't
they
see
play rugby in Centerville?
Well, they did last weekend
right
out at the facility there, and you had quite a group of people out there, and they do soccer, they do baseball, they do softball, and trying to get all these programs and people over here.
Sure, so it all works together. Tell me about that connection between the community and the school, because I've lived in places where they've looked at even shutting down a small school within a district, and the town fights it because the town really does see it as, if you take away our school, our town is going to go away. How does that community connection work here?
It's strong community connection, and it's like most small towns. I always say it's a survival game. And if the community doesn't work, you know, with the school and be very active, and you lose your school, and you kind of lose a little bit of your community too. And that is a struggle in South Dakota in some of these smaller towns. And you've seen a lot more in the co-op and the sports to keep things going, improvement in facilities. So it's a constant struggle, and it will for quite a few years until it's imposed on us that at a certain level, they're going to have to consolidate.
Do you see that in the future? Do you see it as a game of defense, or is there a way to play offense here?
I think it's more on the offensive, and if you get people that care and are creative and offer a lot of activities and get people to come in here and believe in this, that they're going to continue to grow.
What about, that makes sense for families that have children in the district, that they would want to be involved, that they would want to support things. But what about people whose kids are in college and aren't in Centerville anymore and the, you know, but the adults are still here living? Or what about, let's be honest, what about the old people? How do you engage them?
You know, that's a really a good question. And usually the old people are ex-graduates, you know, so they do have a vested interest and they care, you know, about the community and the growth of the school and keep going. And not only that, they have grandkids, you know, great grandkids that are, they want to see go through the same system as they did. So that's what you see more in these smaller towns.
So there's that kind of automatic investment.
Yes.
Before I let you go, I see on the calendar for Centerville Schools today something called Trash Bash, and I just have to ask you about Trash Bash for today.
Well, Trash Bash is kind of like a community service. Our kids are at 1:30 going to go out and do some spring cleanup, and that's picking up yards, stuffing ditches, and go around, and the whole school gets involved with that. Kitchen did a good job in baking cookies for them afterwards, and they'll get a cookie and soda, and it's kind of a spring cleanup in the community. So
it's not a one-way relationship where the community needs to support the school and the kids, they're also giving back here.
That's exactly right. And if you do those kind of things, you kind of got, you're investing into your school and your community.
We'll keep an eye on Centerville. Superintendent Tim Hagedorn, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And I'm Keely Boltina from Centerville, South Dakota.